For my grandfather.
Uh-huh.
We called him Granddad.
Uh-huh. And Grand, how about the...
I didn't have a grandmother.
I see. Uh-huh.
They were both gone by the time I... My grandmother was struck by lightning when I was a year old. And she lived real close, right out in, still in Gibson County,
uh-huh.
to my parents. And my mother said it was... She just heard one clap of thunder, and it was just a small rainstorm, I guess. She didn't think anything about it. And my brother was attending school right down the road, and he always came through there, through two of the grandmothers, to stop and see her and on his way home from school. And he came that evening and he didn't find her, and he went out. She wasn't in the house, and he went out, and she lay in the garden, and she had a knife in her hand. And this had happened around noontime that my mother remembers about the clap of thunder. And they suppose she was out in the garden to get some vegetable, and the lightning struck her. And I was a year old then, so naturally never knew her. But for that reason, my mother was always afraid of lightning, and she practically made us afraid. We could not stand in the window or get outside when it lightning.
That's understandable. Well, you're your mother's, speaking of relationships,
daughter.
And she was proud to have a baby.
Oh, girl. Right, because they had two boys,
oh,
see?
Yeah.
And my oldest brother was 13 years old when I was born, and my second brother was 8. So when I came...
Welcome, indeed.
Oh, my. They spoiled me.
do you remember terms you used for the device for wheeling the baby around?
Baby buggy.
You grow up hearing words used for a woman in town that would kind of help out during childbirth.
I think you mean like midwife.
Not granny.
No.
If you say here's a son, and you can see father's characteristics and features, you'd say that, well, a boy surely
takes after his father.
And speaking of having a family, she's done a good job with
raising her family,
and so she has, if you say she's done a good job of
raising her
family, she has then you'd say raised 5 children, or...
Oh. Yes.
You suppose?
She's, yeah.
Brought up, maybe, or...
Yeah. Oh. Brought them up well.
Uh-huh. And here's a little fellow that, was only 5 feet or so tall, and then he shot up, and you'd say...
Shot up like a beanpole.
That boy shot up like a beanpole. He... What did you say? Last year he maybe
grew a foot.
Yeah, right. And so if you're speaking to him, say
my, how you've grown.
Now, do you remember any expressions? Things are a little different, but any expressions for illegitimate children? Maybe some of them were kind of obscure terms.
What did they used to say?
Of course, there's a very blunt word that people use. But you ever hear of Woods? Cold?
Yeah.